FISA warrants.
A Justice Department spokesman says they are already working on the president's request.
Fox's Sean Langell, Fox News. We report, you decide.
When talking about their favorite morning show, some folks like to keep it all in the family. Folks like Greg Budell.
You are a meathead.
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes.
You hit me. You hit me across the face.
Oh, I didn't.
You hit me. You hit me. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was worth getting up for.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Are they going to be my in-laws, not yours?
Think, son, think.
What about your children? What are they going to be?
Oh, boys and girls, I hope.
It's radio for the thinking man.
You know you are totally incomprehensible.
Maybe so, but I make a lot of sense.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Those were the days.
And the brilliance of Rusty Aldridge.
Please clap.
Right you are, Gerber. And we'll celebrate Rusty and his bride's 35th wedding anniversary tomorrow night at Baumhauer's with delicious chocolate cake. I know Emily's going to be in for that.
Yay, fun.
Jay Scott's here. And so is the
incorrigible
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
On National Cheeseburger Day. Wow. Just thinking about cheeseburgers. Lots of sunshine again today. Blazing heat with a high temperature in the middle 90s again, fifth day in a row. Heat index, well, yesterday we got to 104. We'll be very close to that number again today. Isolated storm can't be ruled out. There were a few on the radar yesterday. Not covering much ground, but there were, you know, a couple of showers out there. Tomorrow, very hot with a high in the mid-90s. Rain chances about 10%, but not zero. Then a few isolated storms pop up on Thursday. Then as we get towards the end of the week, that regular summertime chance, you know, scattered storms here and there, mostly in the afternoon and evening hours. Yeah, that's back Friday and Saturday with highs in the lower 90s. Right now, 84% humidity. The winds are calm. The skies are clear. The temperature is 79 at 804.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
You've heard us talk about Plumbing by Luke Wire before, our friends out there, because I've been using them for, the last few years now, but for, you know, over two decades, they've been second to none in the River region, and I got the whole house plumbing inspection because it's kind of like peace of mind, where they check all of your plumbing inside and up, out, up and down, to make sure that there's not a problem lurking somewhere. Like back behind that dishwasher or something that's waiting to become a big problem. And I got a good report, and that's really a great peace of mind. They're very professional, and at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, because plumbing always picks a very off hour to be a problem. They never charge overtime. So as they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. com. He has no coffee in him. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417. And their phone number, 264-9666.
I can attest to the fact that he's had no coffee, this poor man. And for some reason, though, my doctor, for my last couple of annuals, I have not had to... I guess I'm so old it doesn't matter.
That's not true.
But I haven't had to fast or do anything unusual. Just go.
He's doing something different than...
It's more of a come-as-you-are party.
I see.
How old will you be on your birthday? You don't have to tell me. Will you be this many?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's... My dad just turned that on Sunday.
It just grieves me no end. It took you two hands to do that.
Stop.
And then they had to...
There is one good thing. One good thing about this birthday that makes it... tolerable.
Yeah,
and that's the plastic surgery I'm having. That's why I won't be here Thursday. I'm getting my face lifted.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't even.
Too many times people say,
"You sure is ugly."
Gotta fix it.
You're kidding, right?
I'm taking advantage of a woman who's in.
Of course, he's kidding.
In having a tough day, and I'm not having my face lifted. I'm having a transplant.
Ridiculous.
If you could transplant your face with anyone, who would you pick?
Who would I want to be? Whose face would I want to
whose
have?
Whose face would you want to have?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, you know, for a long
time. You are so handsome.
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do women like, Emily? Who's the guy? Who's the... what famous face is...
How about Brett Kavanaugh? I'm not a typical person. I can't answer that question.
They keep calling Brett Kavanaugh Paul Kavanaugh because my traffic guy in Florida for a long time was Paul Kavanaugh. He was a helicopter. He rode in a helicopter. He didn't fly it.
Yeah.
He's the only person I know who has twice survived helicopter crashes.
Really? Whoa.
You know, and those are...
I didn't think helicopter crashes were the crashes you ever wanted to be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like I flew with our boss, the buttery one, many times in his private plane, and I knew that if that engine quit, he could land that thing. He could glide it to a landing.
You don't, that's not how a helicopter works.
It may not be what I wanted, but I would have had... I wouldn't have been that nervous.
Helicopters...
But helicopters, you can't glide a helicopter.
No, it kind of spins and goes down.
Helicopter has... There's a part on a helicopter called the Jesus nut. Oh. And it's there because it is the whole thing. It is this one piece of equipment that connects the rotor to the cabin type situation. And they call it the Jesus nut because everybody prays to that thing and says, don't fail.
Right.
Don't fail. Because it's the one thing.
Have you, any of you flown in helicopters?
I have.
No,
I have done the tourist one in Panama City thing. Yeah,
I have a number of times, and it really is cool. The first time I did it, I was in one of those open things, like that looked like a big fly.
Yeah,
and we're hovering over the tallest building in downtown Miami at 1,000 feet, and the only thing between you and the drop down is a seatbelt holding you, and it's kind of. It's kind of an anxious experience, but it was fine. Then when I was doing, they did this thing where they had all the morning guys go on the local Fox affiliate to do traffic on their evening news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had a nice Bell Ranger helicopter, and we went up in that, and we're hovering over the Golden Glades Interchange, which is the most congested area of traffic, and the report went fine and blah, blah, blah. Then a voice comes on over the intercom from the assignment desk at the news station saying, they just had a body wash up at the Intracoastal Waterway at 186th. Can you get over there and get some video? He says, do you mind if we stop somewhere on the way back to the TV station? I said, no, let's go. Well, this guy was a Vietnam helicopter pilot.
Right.
He put that Bell Ranger into it like a dive. And I mean, we were like all of a sudden... and you know, I was at a very good weight then. I am doubled up.
Oh my gosh!
At the seatbelt with the weight of this thing, and then after he breaks out of the dive with this 90-degree bank to cut over to the Intracoastal Waterway, and then it was like taking an elevator ride down. I didn't see the body. We got to the area, the police, and all that stuff. So we got a few shots of it, and that was that. But it's kind of a cool thing. Because you can do so many. In fact, one other time, the Snoopy blimp was in town.
Yeah.
I got to ride in it, and then I took up our TV helicopter, and we rotated around the blimp.
Yeah.
Shooting pictures and stuff.
Cool.
And I had this brilliant idea. I had a model of the Goodyear blimp at home. Mm-hmm. So I took one of our station bumper stickers and placed it over the side of the blimp, and I wrapped up the story by saying, who knows, maybe one day the one and only Channel 10 will have theirs, and you hear the sound, and then coming in from the right is this very authentic-looking blimp until you see my fingers on it. But it really pulled it off well, you know, considering it was just a little plastic blimp.
My brother flew the Huey in Vietnam. That was his job.
Oh, God, those guys really... I was going to ask my friend Colonel Joe if he's listening. He flew those, too. The Jolly Greens. What can you do if all of a sudden your power cuts out?
I know.
But Paul, the last time it happened to him, he quit. That was it for him. He didn't have any serious injuries, but he said...
And then people are shooting at you, too.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're, yeah. Those that were covering the, remember the LA riots or Katrina and stuff, man, forget it. Forget it. It is 8:11, down to the traffic dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of accidents on Perry Hill Road, one either side of the interstate. We also see one over on East South Boulevard. That one's going to be right before you get to Troy Highway. All of those have traffic backed up a little bit. And we also see some backed up traffic on 85 southbound in the area of Chantilly Parkway. And still showing a little bit of slow stuff on 65 southbound either side of Highway 143. Begin 2019 in your new career. The Bo Evans School of Real Estate pre-license class starts October 8th. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Amber,
holy cow, kids. Where is everybody today? We got a lot of reaction to our cute animal pictures and videos, but I want to see if anybody had some thoughts on the Mary Poppins trailer. And just
not a word.
Not a word.
No comments. We've had some people watch it. Is the audio worth putting on the radio?
Nah. Not for a trailer, no.
No, okay.
Not that it's anything bad, but it's just so much more a visual thing that
You know, the thing that made the first one was so great was the music. But I can't watch it anymore. It just makes me so sad.
Why?
If I start explaining, I'll start crying.
Okay, well, then never mind.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? It's Mary Poppins.
What's the matter with you?
Well, he has a specific memory associated with it, probably.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, fine.
Fine.
Speaking of the birthday next week, you know what I'm getting?
What's that?
A face?
We are having a door transplant, though.
Oh, a screen door.
Yes, that faces the west. And guess what comes in from the west when fall gets here in October or November or whenever Rich can get it set up?
Mosquitoes?
No, with a screen so that we can leave it closed so nothing gets in but have that nice fresh air coming.
I got you. I was just kidding.
Can't do that now.
No.
So that's going to be so nice when the air does cool down to have that.
Oh, God, we're going to have to return the screen door. We got them.
And the board.
Right. I believe that. Jones Brothers is doing it.
Uh-huh.
Baker Creel was at the house. They did such a fantastic. We had one of those put on our first place. And, again, facing the west, it does make a nice difference when the weather is nice to just have that open and have the fresh air come through and get rid of that smoke smell to some extent anyway. That's one of the things that Jones Brothers does. In addition to making sure your roof is sealed and you don't have water getting in or touching up an area where water may have gotten in through a rain and touching up the paint so you don't... The first thought is, I got to get a whole new roof. Jones Brothers has been around for 70-plus years now because they play it straight. And most of the time, those stains don't mean you need a new roof. Your house is set a little bit and... Cracks can open up, and not just the shingles, but the brick mortar, and water can get in that way. So they find the source, reseal it, and then you're done. 800-264-8009, and look at all the things they can do for your home by visiting jbroof.com. Your next birthday present might be there. It's 8:15 News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A home in Montgomery is heavily damaged after a fire broke out Monday. Fire officials say this fire happened on Gibson Street. Thankfully, no one was hurt. No word yet on what caused the fire. A Selma man tried and convicted of felony murder in the 2013 death of Selma High School student Alexis Hunter will serve 30 years in prison. District Attorney Michael Jackson says Larry Hunter and another man shot and killed Alexis Hunter and stole her and her friend's cell phones back in December of 2013. And Wetumpka residents are trying to solve a graffiti problem at the Bibb Graves Bridge in downtown. One business owner says the city has tried to cover some of the more offensive graffiti. We reached out to the city about what else can be done, but have not yet heard back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've heard of fake news. Now, get ready for fake weather.
I'm holding on to this street sign so I don't blow away in these hurricane force winds. Oh, and pay no attention to those guys in flip-flops taking a leisurely stroll on the sidewalk behind me.
Fake Weather Channel reporters brave unbelievable conditions, and we mean unbelievable.
The only way to cross this flooded street is by canoe. Or you could just wear galoshes like these guys who just ruined my shot.
Every Fake Weather Channel report is completely authentic. And when that gets boring, we bring in a wind machine and throw debris.
Whatever you do, stay indoors. Trust me, we really don't want you to experience these conditions. That would be bad for us. I mean you.
It's the Fake Weather Channel. When a hurricane goes from a Category 5 to a Category 1, we crank it back up to 5 again.
Back with more coverage of this year's Storm of the Century right after this.
I wanted to ask you, this thing went viral with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
What's the story on that? Was that a thing that happened 6, 8, 10 years ago?
I don't remember the Anderson Cooper one, but I just feel so bad for my buddy, Mike Seidel, who's just a great guy. And I can't ever imagine him with theatrics. He's been...
Other than Cantori, he's the only one from the Weather Channel I still know.
Yeah, well, he's... been through 80 tropical systems.
Jeez.
I just can't see that.
I'll just say that when you're trying to stand still in wind like that, it's almost impossible. But if you're walking with the wind, like the wind's almost propelling you, like those other guys were walking.
The other viral story on fake weather was Anderson Cooper.
Bless you.
Sorry.
Who was trying to demonstrate the depth of water, but he was actually standing in a ditch. And not...
You're kidding.
No.
I didn't know that.
No.
Now that's not good.
So, but then I started reading conflicting things that was actually something he did in a 2008 storm or something like that. Mm. Who can tell anymore?
I don't know.
with the intranet being the way it is.
Yeah.
We already talked about the Emmys, but I just noticed, because I'd never heard of this show, Mrs. Maisel.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's really good. It's set in 1958.
Alex Borstein.
She's freaking hilarious, man.
You know who she was? She was Miss Swan on Mad TV. And she's very funny.
Oh, she's brilliant.
Yeah, I wondered, because I thought Mad TV there was very competitive with SNL, mm-hmm. you know, for cast talent and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And some of them, there's a one of their cast members does this CarMax commercial now, where he's standing next to a guy who's got some whacked out van painting, you know, we'll trade in anything. He was on the show, so he's doing spots. Michael McDonald, who did not the one that did I've Got Such a Long Way to Go to the Border of Mexico, but did a character called Stewart. Yeah.
Let me do it.
Haven't seen much from him.
I've seen him in a couple of comedy films and stuff.
You know, the one scene he's in that's memorable is in the Austin Powers movie where Austin's behind the controls of a steamroller that's going about 3 miles an hour.
I remember that.
And he plays a security guard who's about 100 feet away.
Oh, I didn't know he's the guy.
And the steamroller's going like, you know, 2-3 miles an hour, and he's just standing going, no! And it still gets... My other favorite steamroller scene is from the first Naked Gun. What?
Y'all should, if you can, if you have time to... there's only one season. The second season debuts this fall. But The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, it's set in 1958, New York. They have a character in there, or they have a guy in there playing Lenny Bruce.
Really?
It's about comedians and stuff. Huh. And, I don't want to give it all away, but she's a... You know, Tony Shalhoub is in it, the guy that
played Monk. Tony, and Tony's great. Yeah,
it's really well written.
I might check it out.
Smart. I really
now that
like
I know,
it.
Because I've been looking at her, she looks really familiar.
She's great.
And she's the other controversy about her Emmy appearance is that she's braless.
Oh, Lord.
I think of Tony and Galaxy Quest. I don't know if you ever saw
it. Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Tony.
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest was fantastic.
By the way, speaking of movie trailers, we talked about Mary Poppins. Did you see the first Captain Marvel trailer is out?
Okay. I did. I already watched that during a commercial break. I plugged my headphones into my laptop, and I watched it during a commercial break.
So Captain Marvel's a woman now.
I thought she always was a woman.
I don't know. I stopped reading comic books when I was 10.
Yeah.
It's not my forte.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's interesting because Samuel L. Jackson's in there, and they use his entire...
Is there a movie he's not in, and does he have to drop MF in there, too?
I'm pretty sure for a Disney Marvel film, he doesn't say it one bit.
I canceled my Capital One card because of him, and I said, I'm amazed he was able to get through a whole spot for you guys without using that word.
So what's in your wallet?
A picture of Samuel Jackson doing a Capital One commercial. It is 8:24. Guess what?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Now here are Emily and Jay, her friend.
Sometimes friend.
Yeah.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay.
Hi, everybody.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You've been rude to me all morning.
This is not making fun. If I was making fun, I'd have fun doing it. And I'm not having fun doing it.
You're so rude.
So not making fun.
Whatever, Jay.
Whatever, Emily. Seafood Bistro is fantastic.
Can we agree on that?
That's like the only thing we agree on.
Yeah. Like if they still had hamburgers, I'd be doing a cheeseburger with them today. But they don't have hamburgers on the menu anymore. Oh. So.
But you know what they do have? Life-saving gumbo.
So he said that was just
life-saving. You know what? I'm done.
Gumbo.
I'm done. Bye.
Bye.
Rude.
Yeah, no. It'll clear up those sinuses.
Gumbo stat.
Yeah, gumbo and all the spices that are in there, plus the red beans and rice that they've got. Everything with all the Cajun stuff. Get them wings, man. The Saigon Sunset, or the Saigon Sweet Heat is what they have now. The Saigon Sweet Heat, the Cajun-style hot chicken, the lemon pepper, the honey mustard,
mm-hmm.
the teriyaki as well. All those kind of flavors you can put on your wings. They got the boil bags, which is Rich's favorite.
Oh, I love the boil bags.
You spice those up.
Yep, you can spice up any of that stuff there at the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down the street here. You can find them online at theseafoodbistro.com, which is where you can also find the entire menu. We don't have enough time to go over the entire menu, but you can look at it at your leisure at theseafoodbistro.com. And you can also order right there. And they're on waiter. You can have it delivered to you. Plenty of ways to experience the Seafood Bistro. Call them at 279-7500. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
Stupid news coming up, and then Morning Maroon nominees.
Are we not going to talk about the list of fun places?
What?
That's in stupid news.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
I paid attention to the show.
What's it?
Yeah, see.
You got new headphones.
You know what? Just don't even talk to me right now.
There are many times where I talk about things.
I just don't even matter. Your friend.
That I tease on the show and then subsequently forget to.
Never get around to it, right?
But, well, it was important to me because.
Yeah, well, Mobile's in there, and the other Montgomery cities did not do so well.
So
all I got to do is find the damn list. See, now you're making me work.
Well, don't work now.
I know that we want to do that.
I was just curious.
Let's see.
Sent Rich a link to the Sears kit houses.
Mentions.
It's the least and most fun cities in America from Wallet Hub.
Wallet Hub.
I call it Wallet. All right, and I'll tell you, you ask, I'll tell you who's fun and who isn't when we come back. First, though, this awkward moment from the Emmys.
And now the award for the most awkward moment on the Emmys telecast. The nominees are Will Ferrell's long walk out to the podium.
I'm sorry, the walk was so long. It's just endless.
Benicio del Toro mumbling while Ben Stiller and Patricia Arquette looked on.
What was that?
I said new experiences, just like Patricia said.
Oh.
And the on-running joke of Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen being guest commentators.
You know what? We're actually over-prepared.
Also, is there a smoothie place around here?
Fred and Maya, everybody.
And the awkward Emmy goes to Maya Rudolph and Fred Armisen for the on-running joke.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good news on 65 southbound. All that backup there has cleared away. And over on Perry Hill Road, things are beginning to clear up. They're still working those accident scenes. The only real thing that we have still hanging in there is some pretty slow traffic in the southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard. That'll be between Atlanta Highway and I-85. We are getting reports of an accident around mile marker 11 on 85 southbound. Not seeing any traffic backed up in that area at the moment. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your special price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt and wrecked? It wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Bum, 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 bum,
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You wake up and go to work every day with a plan to eat healthy, but then someone brings cookies and pizza for everyone, and you notice it's making your pants fit a little too tight? You can't let free food go to waste. Let me tell you about working in my cubicle, and it really sucks. When I hear the Karens making cake in a cup, then I smell frosting, and that is my cue. Work is where I get my fill of junk food. Eating in the break room. Snacks are in the break room. I like chowing down on treats in the work break room.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Hey, should we replay the proposal from the Emmys last night, since that was like the only thing that happened that was really cool? Yeah. All right. Well, that was the live wedding proposal. A 57-year-old director won Best Director for a Variety Special for directing the Oscars, by the way. So apparently they didn't blame him for the fact that the Oscar ratings were like the lowest ever. But
Who else was he up against, I guess? Maybe those were worse. Who were the nominees in that category?
Nobody I know gets nominated for nothing. Yeah. It's weird because back to the days when you had three networks and a local TV station, which I mentioned in this month's Boom magazine, by the way.
Oh.
And you had mythical meteorologists like Rich Thomas. I watched an old episode. I just surfed into it, of Jack Benny. Uh-huh. I didn't even know that the show was still around or viewable in any form.
Rochester.
Used to be on Comedy Central back when Comedy Central first went on the air. They show, and this is how I even heard of Jack Benny, and there was Steve Allen's show at the same time. Well, Ernie Kovacs. I didn't know who this guy was until I started watching Comedy Central.
Right.
Ernie Kovacs was ahead of his time.
Oh, God, he was great.
Died young in a car crash. Jack Benny was very funny and one of Johnny Carson's personal favorites. In fact, I think Jack Benny inspired a lot of Johnny's stylistics.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he mentioned just casually, 30 million viewers a week for his show. And that was the norm in the 50s. I think one of the largest TV audiences for anything ever was when Lucy had her baby.
That's true.
But they couldn't use the P word.
Right.
They could not use pregnant.
You
remember how people that worked at water plants knew that when there was a commercial, they saw their gauges go crazy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
People were flushing toilets.
Not surprised. Anyway, Emily's been anxiously awaiting our list of the most and least fun cities in America. Now, Wallet Hub did this. They used 65 factors, including the number of attractions, pools, and beaches per capita, amusement parks, festivals, nightlife, casinos, beer prices,
bars,
and even the things like the time of last call and the number of good but relatively cheap restaurants.
Okay.
So let's count down the top five.
Number five.
One, two, three, four.
Miami.
Bless your heart.
Last week, a Taco Bell refused to serve somebody because they spoke English.
Adios, muchacho.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's a true story. You can Google that. Yeah, the workers at a Taco Bell in Miami refused to serve people because they spoke English.
That's not kind.
No.
Not in America.
Not here, man.
Number four.
Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
If you can get to the fun place that you want to see.
Number three.
I admit it's fun. It's a great place to visit. Cost you a hell of a lot of money, and I'm glad I went there when I had it. New York City.
New York City?
New York City.
I've been there.
You can't smoke anywhere there. I would be in jail there in one day.
Right.
Just lighting up somewhere, you know.
Try Salt Lake City.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Number two.
Orlando.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
And number one.
Vegas.
Oh, my meal was on this list.
This is the one that said, me.
Sticks,
yeah. All right, let's talk about the worst.
You told me that Mobile was on this list. You fibbed.
Well, so was Montgomery.
You fibbed.
I did not fib. I didn't.
You fibbed.
Let's go to the
you
map.
You suckered me in with news about Mobile.
Sin. I did not.
Sin. You did too.
Not at all.
Let's take a look around Alabama.
Bless it.
Okay.
Is that Alabama or Mississippi?
Which one? Sorry, I missed by one state.
Yeah, not the landmass.
Huntsville is number 76.
That's good for Huntsville.
Yeah.
Birmingham is 45th.
Uh-huh, yeah, they go through Renaissance right now.
Montgomery is 134th.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. I like it here.
Uh-huh.
And, Mobile, 51.
Oh.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah,
top
Mobile.
Upper third of fun places.
It's a good place.
It's number one in Alabama.
Yeah.
And what's another blue thing next to Montgomery?
Columbus, Georgia.
Georgia,
150th. They're more fun than we are.
I'm sorry. It's an arm. Or it used to be an armpit. I haven't been there lately.
Columbus.
Well, because the fun was across the border in Phoenix City.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And there's a surprise. Like, okay, Chicago is number six, I think. If you don't get murdered there, you'll have a great time.
Yeah, there's that.
So, anyway, that's your fun city list. And I thought 51 was a very impressive, especially.
And what's at the bottom?
The least fun city, Pearl City, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
I don't even know it.
It's in also Hawaii. Included in the bottom feeders, Oxnard, California, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Santa Rosa, California, Fontana, California, Yonkers.
Yonkers.
What a name
Yonkers.
For a place.
Yonkers. Yeah, well, let's go to Yonkers.
Yeah, let's go Yonkers.
It's not.
Just demonstrating something for
sure.
Rancho Cucamonga. Now, that's an exotic. It's a lovely name.
It's
sounds like be a nice place to visit.
From Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Mel Blanc was on that Jack Benny episode.
Yeah, that's the first. That was
Alabama.
He was a regular on the Jack Benny program.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc.
Huh. South Burlington, Vermont.
Yeah.
Juneau, Alaska.
Juneau is a lovely spot.
And Moreno Valley, California.
Lots of California places on
there. Yeah, well, God, you know, it's just...
Juneau is the only capital in America that you can't get to by highway. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
What a fun fact.
You know where the capital of health is?
Well, that would be Adams Drugs.
And?
Infusion.
And yeah, Infusion. No.
Help me out.
No, look.
I've had no cap.
I was just talking to Swami yesterday because Swami moved all of her scripts to Adams, and I wanted her. I wanted her to talk to Lamar, who is the pharmacist I've gotten to know in the 5 years I've been going there, and I, because they were at one of those places that closed down. And I said, you need somebody who can, you know, assess your situation, knows your get your history down, so when you call, they'll know exactly what to do. So she's done it, and I'm very happy about that. And for anybody else that used to be a customer at Rite Aid and now has no pharmacist, please, adamsdrugs.net. When are you going to Infusion, speaking of that?
I don't know. It's not today, but I've got to figure out a day this week.
I have been gosh, and there's so many different ways that can help you feel better. You see the little glutathione bottle? I had that in apple juice this morning. These are all things that make, they're you know, you're not going to be overwhelmed, but they make subtle but very positive differences in your ability just to slug your way through these relentlessly hot days, for starters, and can help you accomplish goals like everything from a better skin tone to more energy to amino acid-based IVs that'll help you lose weight. Whatever you're looking to accomplish, they can help you because an infusion, it's science in action to help your body do what it can't do for itself. And I hate to say this, whippersnappers, but the older you get, usually around 40, you're going to find yourself taking a little bit longer to what you used to do a little bit faster, if you catch my drift. Infusion can help you boost your energy, help your body function at a higher level, and replenish nutrients that you're not going to get by swallowing vitamins and stuff. Your digestive system is not very particular about what comes and goes, but when you take a vitamin, a very small fraction of that actually gets into your bloodstream and helps you out. With IV vitamin therapy and infusion, it's all in, and the improvement is immediately noticeable. Call 296-1662, 296-1662, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Nearly 80 as we start today, and we're headed for a high temperature easily in the middle 90s for the fifth day in a row. Yesterday we had 96 with a heat index of 104, very close to those numbers today. Yesterday there were a few lucky communities, not many, and again today I think there are a few communities that could see an isolated storm, which can't be ruled out. Overnight low tonight 74. Tomorrow very hot again with a high in the middle 90s for the sixth day in a row, and the rain chances about, you know, let's say 10% tomorrow, a little better on Thursday, maybe closer to 20%, maybe some isolated pop-up storms. And then back to that summertime regular, the normal summertime thing on the last day of summer, Friday, and the first day of fall, Saturday, with scattered random hit-or-miss storms here and there with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Fall officially begins the autumnal equinox Saturday night, 8:54 p.m. This morning, clear skies, calm winds, temperature is 79 at 8:43.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
All right, we're at 8:43. We've got our Morning Maroon nominees coming up next. I'm going to get Randy Burkhalter and have him help us out with those. Last look at the weather.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A few things you need to know about here. 85 South, mile marker 11, there is an accident. Also, Ann Street at Highland and also Chantilly Parkway under the overpass there at 85. Accidents in all those locations. Everything else looking fairly decent so far this morning. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th, and classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Aw, how sweet. That guy proposed to his girlfriend during the Emmys. So he gets the award and he gets the girl. Takes guts to take a knee on live TV. Oh, what if it would have been a no? Like that time I was at the baseball game and the guy sitting near us popped the question on the Jumbotron. Her negative reply was as big as the screen itself. I'll never forget when she yelled, "No, Rusty, not at a ball game." Ugh. We all watched as they left, but he kept looking back, realizing he was going to miss the rest of the game. And then I saw a couple dudes slink down into their seats and drink the rest of their beers. Classy. I've been proposed to twice. Both times I just laughed so they'd think that I thought it was a joke. And it worked. I wonder if those guys ever think about me and how it would have turned out. I wonder what their names were. Well, back to work.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I always find those helpful, don't you?
No.
You never like anything we do. All right, it is 8:46. Former Secretary of State and seditionist John Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. I hope he goes to jail, really. Let's present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. And here to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb, the reason, country wisdom of Randy Burkholder. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
From Preble Farm Center. All right, nominee number one. And I know, I feel for this guy a little because I used to take my daughter to a place that had a claw machine. And she used to love to play it. And
I heard about this.
Yeah, police in Salem, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Are looking for a guy who used his toddler to steal a bunch of prizes from a claw machine at a mall.
Put the toddler into the claw machine.
Into the claw machine.
To get the prizes.
Handing the booty out to daddy. And they have a few things that are on this, you know, in this thing that are actually worth something, like a Nintendo Switch. So this went from, you know, like penny ante crime to potential felony status. We'll keep you posted. This story from the New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Union leader. Number two, we have a woman who decided here's the best way to handle being arrested. Cops went to 26-year-old Amanda Peters' house in Livingston, Kentucky. She had an outstanding warrant for identity theft and car theft, but she said, I'm not going easily. Police accused her of relieving herself.
No.
Oh,
okay.
That's a good way to get better treatment on your way to prison. So now she's, in addition to the charges she was being picked up for, she's been hit with resisting arrest, and they're charging her with third-degree assault for pooping on the police.
Oh, my.
Yeah. These things happen, man. That's why we call it Morning Maroons. And then finally, 53-year-old Kenneth Lee, he must have been in one of those horn dog moods. Last week, he helped a woman whose car broke down outside of Walgreens, and she ended up giving him her phone number. A few hours later, he was demanding pictures.
Oh, God.
Yeah, those kind of pictures. When that didn't work, he started sending her threats. She finally, but this is the same day, went to the cops.
God.
They arrested him on several charges because he had ultimately threatened to blow up her house if she didn't send what he wanted.
Good Lord.
So crazy people
out there. I have a different word for a guy like that. It's not maroon either.
Mm. So who's the worst of the worst?
I think the police pooper. Probably.
The police pooper.
Yeah, let's give it to her.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
The popo pooper.
Good way to describe it. Speaking of fertilizer, Randy, I'm sure that
you were the king of Segway.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. What should we be doing to nurture and nourish our lawns and gardens? Is it, you know, it seems like summer's never going to end. Is it too early for the pre-emerge?
Oh, no. A lot of these winter annuals, they germinate, you know, pretty early in the fall. Of course, the soil temperature has to drop a little bit before that these seeds trigger to emerge. So I'm saying, you know, I think we're running maybe 2 weeks a little late. So I would probably hold off on pre-emerge maybe this year to mid-October. Unless something drastically changes in the next couple of weeks that I don't necessarily think it will. Rich would know, but I don't.
I have a pretty heavy itinerary this upcoming. I was hoping you'd give me an extra week to get up there and get what I need.
I grant you a week.
I appreciate that, sir.
Yes, sir. It's a good time, like you said, but to at least prepare to put that down and maybe apply what's called a winterizer fertilizer. By the way, there's no magic there. We don't have a magic bag that's just for the winter. But what we do is we cut down on the nitrogen content so the foliage growth is not encouraged before the frost hits. that type of thing.
All righty. And what else comes along with the... well, I mean, fall officially arrives, what do you say, Saturday, I think?
Yeah. Well, we're stocked to the gills with products for the deer hunters to plant. Everything from... Hey, if you're buying deer stuff to plant and you ask them what a legume is and they don't know, come here.
Okay. A legume?
A legume.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's French for something.
A legume, yes.
If you don't know the translation, still come here.
Yes. I'll send Clouseau out immediately on that one. I can see he'd have fun with that word. Prattville Farm Center, by the way, and I'm not that low. I think I can get another 2 weeks, but I got to get another gallon of mane and tail shampoo.
I sold some the other day, and the fellow made the comment. He said, I'm getting this because you ought to see Budell's hair.
That's right. It's young and vibrant. My hairline has not receded an iota.
I told him, I said, we slip a little fertilizer in his bottle. Keep it growing.
That's
hey,
right.
Can I give a shout out to the missus? It is yesterday was our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, well, let me play this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Do a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
And by the way, Prattville Farm Center is worth stopping by just to see how much Randy Burkhalter married up.
Yes, I did. Talk about out kicking your coverage.
Yeah, I've been told that. Listen, Randy, I've been told the same thing, so.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Thank y'all here.
Prattville Farm Center, open Monday through Friday. Well, I know, but the hours are a little bit shorter on Saturday.
Oh, that's cool. I'll let you do this. You're the professional. Go ahead.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Yes, sir.
And
7 to 2,
two
on
Saturday. And Sunday, I know you're in church.
Sunday, we're going to try to be in church. Yes, sir. We are.
All righty. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it, bud.
Hey, y'all have a good day.
Take care. 8:53.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through September 20th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better. Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Is she flirting with me in the workplace? Oh, this is a dilemma. Oh, it's such a tough time in man history to reciprocate. Well, when in doubt, cut it out. Such a shame, too, because she would have been so much fun to date.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
You know, I just can't imagine being a single guy working in an office environment. You know, you keep hearing about offices where, you know, it's like 30, 40 people doing God knows what all day long.
How do you do what?
Suppose somebody looks at you and you think she is interested in you. And then you go to find out and she's offended that you asked her for a date and goes running to HR. And then before you know it, you and your Snoopy lunchbox are walking out. What fun is that? Jobs suck if you can't have a little fun.
Don't date in the office. Don't dip. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Company ink, all that stuff.
Don't poop where you eat.
That's a very wisdom thing you said there, Emily Hayes.
That's been my rule.
I just think that, I mean, what are the rules, like, say you think that, I am talking.
I went through a whole sales department.
I went through a whole sales department.
Where are you, Anna Mahia? You were saying, Emily?
I don't try to act like you care what I have to say.
We do care.
No.
By the way, I want to thank 84, who texted me a giant thumbs up for my moment of brilliance during the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting today.
Oh, yeah. You mean during the Who song?
Yeah, I peaked yesterday afternoon. I wonder what Rich is doing tomorrow morning on the School of Broadcasting, and I saw that, and I said, I got to do this. I got to do this. So
that's great.
And I'm glad at least one person thought it was pretty funny.
Hey, we laughed.
Yeah, all three of us in here.
Do we not count?
Of course you count.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's catching. It's catching.
But talk like this.
I can't help it.
Let me close here with a quick look at... they have asked me to represent the category of cars available at Jack Ingram that are under $10,000. And some are close to 10, like this 2012 Volkswagen CC Sport, low mileage, automatic transmission. Here's the deal. Any of the cars that are on that lot that have the Jack Ingram name and the signature used cars have met three very strict, and I do mean strict, because only a small percentage of the cars they take in within the Ingram family of dealerships ever make it back on the lot for resale. This is why you see them proud to display dozens of photos of each vehicle inside and out as fast as they can get them up there. They look fantastic because they, of course, go through the vehicle history, and because they don't want to resell somebody else's troubles. The interiors have to pass inspection. Some are better maintained than others, but they don't want somebody to buy something that, you know, has a funky aroma or God knows what else might have gone in that vehicle. They want it to look as new as possible. At the lower end, you have a 2006 Jeep Liberty Sport, which would be a great starter vehicle for a new driver at $4,800. That's an automatic transmission, vivid red in color. Looks like it just came off the showroom. Most importantly, the Ingram mechanics have said, we can resell this. We are not reselling somebody else's troubles. So stop by and see